everyone. This is Dr. Cheryl Selman, and I am so happy to have you join me today on What Women Must Know. This is an in-depth conversation show designed to allow you to really have greater knowledge so you can make informed decisions. That's what it's all about. So this is a great opportunity to kick back, relax, and really delve into some important topics that make such a big difference in our lives. I invite you to go to my website, by the way, whatwomenmustknow.com, because that's another place to get a lot of great information. I have some wonderful special reports, so be sure to go there, opt in, and you'll get the special reports, and you'll see videos and many of my published articles. So just keep getting enlightened with truthful information. And over on my Facebook page, that's really active right now. I'm doing posts, several of them every day, great tips, recipes, connections, breaking news. So just like me over there at What Women Must Know. I also want to tell everyone that in November 24th to be exact, I will be lecturing in New York City. I come into the city twice a year to lecture at the Natural Gourmet Institute. It's a great class. It's usually booked out, so I encourage you to sign up early. It is Sunday afternoon from 2 to 5. It's all about getting your hormones back on track. Really, it's about everything you need to know to get your hormones balanced, to regain your optimal weight, to rejuvenate your body. Yes, I know, we cover a lot of territory. And it's a very fun day. I bring in lots of samples. People can test themselves in various ways to see just what's going on within their own body. So it's an interactive day, it's an educational day, and it's just a great time to learn and grow and be part of a bigger community. If you'd like more information about the class, you can call the Natural Gourmet Institute at 212-645-5170 or go over to their website, naturalgourmetinstitute.com. If you live in the city or in the metropolitan area, check out the Natural Gourmet Institute. It's a fantastic school, lots of classes, and they have regular classes for the public as well as a variety of cooking classes. So I love coming into the city, and I love spending time at the Natural Gourmet Institute. I hope to see you there. I promise you it will change your life. Okay, well, here we are. It's the end of October, and you know what that means. It's the end of Breast Cancer Awareness Month, or as I have been saying all month, it's Breast Health and Healing Month. Even though the official month is coming to an end, I'll be continuing to share ongoing information that is really quite relevant for all of us to know. And today we're going to be delving into the subject of detoxification. I'm sure most of you have been talking about detoxification, reading about detoxification, understanding the importance of detoxifying the body, but can often be a really confusing topic. There's, you know, so many ways we can do that. What are we really doing anyway? What are we detoxing ourselves from? What's the best way to do it? How do we do it without getting severe detoxification reactions? It's a really important topic, especially because we all live in a very toxic world and there is no escape. So how do we manage the toxic load efficiently, effectively, because it makes a huge difference to maintaining our health and well-being and how well we age. So today I've invited Dr. Judy Seeger, who's a naturopathic doctor, and she is someone who loves to educate people about their health and empowers them to heal themselves. With more than 35 years in the field of alternative medicine, she's extremely experienced at helping people achieve a greater level of wellness. She was the director of two holistic health clinics where she developed a three-step health plan system that increases health and quality of life for those with cancer and other serious illnesses. She is an author, speaker, researcher, and has created an online radio show, The Cancer Winner Talk Show, an online TV show, Cancer Answers. And she is passionate about detoxification and healing naturally. And it's my great pleasure to welcome Judy to the show. So hello, Judy, and welcome.
Hi, Dr. Selman. Thank you so much for having me on today. I'm really excited about talking about this topic because you're right, people are very confused. They don't really know what's going on. So it's going to be a fun time to get into it and really share with your listeners all the different aspects of detox and then yet show them the simple ways of taking care of themselves.
Well, that's why I've invited you, the detox queen, to
be that's
here.
What I'm trying to establish myself now. I want to be the detox queen because it's an exciting topic, actually, once people not only know how to do it, but when they get rid of their toxins, how good they feel. And it really goes well with everything you've been teaching because hormones, of course, are such an integral part of balancing that people don't know much about it, and yet the number one organ that's involved in hormones is the liver. And so, of course, when we talk about detoxification, the first place we have to talk about is the liver. So I'm looking forward to getting in there and showing people. They might not even know what side of their body the liver is on. I don't know how savvy your group is, but lots of times they get confused.
Well, I have a very savvy audience, but it's always
good
for me to start at the beginning. I don't care about anybody else.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
And you know, I just want to add that understanding detoxification, understanding strategies and protocols is really not an option for us today. It's a necessity if we want to thrive, if we want to heal for dealing with health challenges, and if we certainly want to thrive in the years and decades ahead, and absolutely necessary for healthy aging. So this is such a hot topic, and I know you've devoted so much of your life to making this available for people. What I'd like to do, Judy, is to start at the very beginning. So kind of, you know, detox and detoxification pathways 101. So let's start with the liver, and we can look at, and I'll kind of let you, you know, take the lead on this and how we can understand, first of all, what is, you know, what goes on, how does the body detox, what organs are involved, and then we can take it from there.
Absolutely. Well, there's many processes of detox, and really if you're going to talk about it from the very basic, you have to start at 101, which is the cellular level. The cell has basic function, and that is to take in nutrients, to take in oxygen, to get rid of carbon dioxide, to get rid of toxins. Each and every blood cell in your body has to get rid of toxins. So that is on a cellular level, all throughout your body. So each organ then, of course, has their unique cells, and they have the same exact basic function. And so what happens is that the organs that are involved are your liver, your kidneys, your lungs, your skin, your lymphatic system, and your colon, of course. All of these major organs have something to do with toxins and eliminating on a daily basis. And so what the first thing we have to start out with is when you, and you mentioned this, is there's so many toxins that are coming into the world. It's crazy. I mean, I just did a boot camp this last weekend to teach people about detoxification. And as I was going back over my notes, I always refresh the notes about the amount of chemicals that are in the world. It's like, are you kidding me? 25,000 new chemicals per year are coming in to our body through foods and the air and the water. Everything that we're surrounded by is full of toxins. And then the second thing that the people are not aware of where toxins come from is the things that they're using, their personal hygiene, especially women. And because it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, I always tell people, I says, look, you know, the shampoo, the cosmetics, all that, hundreds of thousands of chemicals are coming in and inundated, and there's just not enough ruling on it. You know, the FDA passes a lot of things and says it's okay, and it's really not okay. And women are calling me up and saying, hey, how come I have cancer, and why did it come back, and I don't understand. I'm eating well. I'm taking care of myself, and I've got cancer. I don't understand. And it's because of these toxins. They're just inundating us. And so what happens is as these toxins, the typical process is a toxin hits you. So let's say, and I'm going to use something really, really basic. Let's say a woman puts on lipstick. I mean, how many women use lipstick? We all use lipstick when we go out, just about. So we go and use lipstick, and that the toxins on the lipstick then go into our lip, and you think, oh, it's just your lips. It's not a big deal. But the skin absorbs that right away, and it goes into your bloodstream. When it hits the bloodstream, then the body says, hey, those little blood cells have to do something with those toxins, and it has a couple of choices. One is that it could store it in an organ, and then an organ has to deal with it, which is usually the liver. Or it'll say, hey, I've got a little bit too much going on today because not only do I have lipstick, but I also ate some bad food today, and I also was sitting in my office all day, and I also was sitting in traffic. You know, I just have a little too much. So it might then go to another place in your body, which we all hate, which is your fat cells. And so then it'll go into the fat part of your body. So that could be anything from your hips to your breast to your stomach to your thighs, whatever, because that's where the body will put it for safekeeping. So it'll put it somewhere in your body if it can't handle it. So what happens is as it goes into your body, then you just say, okay, well, that was a little lipstick and that was not a big deal. Then that's true. It's not. It's when you're inundated with all these other toxins. And so then the next step your body says is, hey, we have too much. Now it's either it's in the fat cells or it's in the organs. And so then you have to say, it's like, whoa, what is the body going to do next? So the liver says, hey, I've got to do something with this. I got to take care of this toxin. And if it can do it, it will get rid of it through the channels, which is going through the colon and getting rid of it, or maybe the kidneys will do it. But if it cannot do it, it builds it up. And then when the women call me and say, hey, I'm having this problem with this cancer coming back, it's because what's the next step that happened? It was too much. There was stress going on. There was something happening in the body with this toxin, or maybe they got tired, and the body just wore itself out. And then guess what? Lo and behold, the cancer cell says, hey, I've got free rein here because the immune system is low, and I could just walk right in here and do what I'm going to do and take over again. And that's exactly what happens. The toxins take over, and the cancer cells, which of course are cells that replicate uncontrollably, then really have free rein, because the number one system in your body to fight toxins or anything, any pathogen in your body, of course, is your immune system. That is your number one defense. But if there's so many toxins coming in from all these different avenues, your body says, hey, I just can't do it, and the immune system goes down. And that's how it comes in. And I think this toxic issue is insidious. It is absolutely out of control, and we don't even know how bad it is. And it's not just the U.S., because I talk to people all over the world, like I'm sure you do, and I get calls from Sweden, Germany, China, all over the place. And the worst story I ever heard was a woman who had breast cancer, had started metastasizing to her lungs, and she was doing the program of detoxing and doing the things I was suggesting to her. And I said, well, you know, one of the things you have to do is go outside, take some deep breaths, and do some things to build up the oxygen levels in your system. And, you know, I was going through step by step with her. And she said, well, you know, I don't think I should go outside to exercise. I think I should just do it inside. And this woman was living in Beijing, China. And I said, why not? Why don't you think you should go outside? Of course you should go outside. And she says, well, there's a lot of fog. And of course there's a little bit of language barrier. And I'm thinking fog. Okay, well, that means, you know, fog. It's just a little bit of cloudiness around and you can walk. It's, how bad can it be? She says, no, this is not fog like you think fog. This is like dirty fog. Well, come to find out, the dirty fog was that the pollution in Beijing was so bad that she could not see 10 to 20 feet in front of her because of the amount of pollution in the air on the sidewalks where she was supposed to be walking. And I was like, are you kidding me? So you have so much pollution in your... I said, you need to go back to your homeland, which was Fiji, and leave, because it's going to not only cause you continual problem, but your children and your husband. I said, get out of there. And she did. She actually took my advice and went back to Fiji and doing fine. So that's the challenge. I mean, it's not just in the U.S. It's everywhere. People are getting inundated with these toxins, and they don't realize how bad it is. They think, oh, well, I'm filtering my water. I'm eating organic food. But it's coming in from every single angle. And your listeners have to understand that it has to be detoxed, not just on a what I call like a three-day cleanse or whatever. It needs to be done daily. At this point, I am finding after 35 years, it has to be done daily. They need to do something to get rid of toxins. And it doesn't have to be complicated. It doesn't have to be hard. And, of course, we could go over that. But just something where they're helping their body get rid of these toxins on a regular basis. That it just has to be. There's no supplement anymore. There's no herbal drink I recommend. I'm an herbalist, and I don't even recommend that. It's just not strong enough because these toxins are so strong now that the body just can't take it anymore. So that's what they have to understand, is that there's just many things that can be done, but they have to do it on a daily basis so that the body's got the boost to get it through the kidneys, the liver, the colon, the lymph, you know, all the detoxification organs.
So before we go into some practical strategies, which I know you will talk about, I just want you to describe and define the detoxification organs, and what they are, and what they do, and, you know, their particular role in the process of detoxification.
Right, and I'll keep it really, really, I tend to keep things in layman's term. I know you're like a super intelligent woman who has a vocabulary that I'm always envious of.
Always keep it simple.
Yeah, I keep it simple. Yeah, I like to keep it really simple because that way you could understand. So here's how I explain it. So you have the liver, the colon, the lymphatic system, and that's one of the big ones I know women are always concerned about, of course, the skin and your lungs. So each organ has a specific function as a toxin comes in. So let's say you're sitting in traffic and you have your car rolled down, the windows roll down, and the gas fumes comes in. So the carbon dioxide comes in, and your lungs have to do something with that in order to keep it from becoming an issue. So what the lungs do is they exchange that carbon dioxide with the oxygen, and they get rid of it. The challenge is that when people are tense, they're stressed out, they're tight, then it's constricting the lungs and not allowing the exchange to be as effective as it can be. So from the lungs, that's one issue. Another toxin that could come in, and I'll just deal with the different organs separately, is the kidneys. A lot of times people don't realize that the kidneys have a lot to do with your blood. It filters out about 400 liters of blood in a day. And so there's a tremendous amount of blood that has to go through the kidneys. And remember, all the toxins that go in the blood have to go through the kidneys. So the kidneys have little tiny, we call them nephrons, where the little cells go through and act like a type of filtration for the toxins. And so when the toxin comes in, the kidneys say, hey, I need to break this down, and it will then filter it out and take out whatever doesn't belong on a cellular level. The challenge again there, especially people who are maybe not eating as well as they should, or they're, again, stressed out, what happens is when it can't break it down enough, then it then starts to calcify, what we call like a calcification where kidney stones come in. It's uric acid crystals. It's all these different toxins that build up and actually under the microscope look like little crystals. And they build up and keep the kidneys, the cells in the kidneys and nephrons, from doing what it's supposed to do to break things down. But when it is breaking down, then, of course, everything goes through the ureter tubes to the bladder, comes out the way it's supposed to. The other organ that is important in this is, as the filtration system is working inside the body, of course, the skin is one of the largest organs to help the body to detoxify. And how it works is when the skin is open, the pores are completely open, and the skin is what I call breathing the way it's supposed to, meaning there's no lotion that is being put on, and the pores are open, and the oxygen is coming in the way it's supposed to. Well, what happens is a lot of times, especially as we get older, we get little rashes, we get little pimples, we get little things coming out of the skin, and that's all good. And we tend to right away cover that up and say, oh, we have a rash, that's no good. Well, but that's what the skin is supposed to do. It is supposed to get rid of the toxins, and how it does it is, as a toxin comes out and the organs are overloaded, whether it's the kidneys, the liver, the lymphs, whatever it is, gets overloaded, then it pushes it out. the fastest way it can. And you would think, oh, well, that's through the colon, or maybe that's through the kidneys where you urinate it out. But it's not. It's really through the skin, and the because it's the largest organ in your body. So it pushes it out really fast, and you get these rashes. And those rashes really are toxins trying to come out quickly. And so, of course, the best thing for that is to allow it to come out and not cover it up with ointment or salve or any kind of cream or anything like that. You allow it to come out, and it does. Although a lot of women come out complaining about the brown, what do they call them, the what we call brown spot, brown age spots or liver spots. But that's simply, again, your body is showing that there's something going on inside, meaning your liver's not doing what it's supposed to do, and so it starts showing on your skin. When you clean out your liver, guess what? Those age spots go away, which I love. They actually go away. You don't have to have those, no matter how old you are. And so another organ that we could talk about, of course, is the colon, the liver and the colon I put together, because as the toxins come in, the liver has, well, I mean, last I heard, I don't know what the last number you heard, but the last number I heard was that it has 500 functions now in the body. And that's huge, 500. It's a tremendous amount. But I think it's much more than that even. We don't even know everything that the liver has to detox. But as the liver detoxes, it breaks down fats. It turns the glycogen to glutathione. It does all these many different functions. But the one we're focusing on is that it takes toxins and basically filters it so that it protects your body and gets rid of it. As it gets rid of it, guess where the first place it goes? It goes down through your colon, which is why it's very important to make sure you don't have constipation issues. Because as the liver, of course, dumps out and says, hey, I have enough with the toxins, I'm ready to get rid of them, and I'm going to do it, and it releases it, it goes through the colon, your 5 feet of large intestine, and then it goes out. But if it doesn't do that, it backs up. Well, now you have problems with anything from gallstones to inflammation to all kinds of problems. And again, it's because it's inflamed, it's getting too much toxins in there. Another organ that is involved that women always want to know about is the lymphatic system. The lymphatic system are little lymph nodes all throughout your body from your head to your feet that are connected by lymphatic vessels. And how I like to explain it is, well, what does that mean? It's if you take a bowl of spaghetti and then you throw some green peas in there, that's exactly kind of how your lymphatic system looks. It's that their vessels, which is like the spaghetti, and then these little lymph nodes, which look like the peas, are in between there. Well, how it's all set up, they are in between your muscle strands. So what that means is that as you move, the vessels have lymphatic fluid going through there, and the lymph nodes are the little peas, and they are squeezed in and out, open and closed. There's little valves above, little valves below, and they're squeezed every time your muscles move. And it always amazes me, and I just did a survey recently, and I asked people, I said, hey, how much, you know, thinking my crowd, they're going to be saying, oh, I exercise all the time, I'm always doing my stretches. Come to find out, they rarely exercise. Well, that's a shame, because when you have toxins and your body is trying to get rid of them, the lymphatic fluid, one of its jobs is to move the toxins along the lymphatic vessels and keep them moving. And when the lymph nodes get plugged up, what happens is that they say, hey, I want to protect the body, the other organs, from getting too much poison. See how you have many different ways to protect your body of poisons, and the lymphatic system is, of course, one of the big ones. And it will, the little lymph node will hold on to that poison, but again, when it gets too much, it swells up. And the more it swells up, now it becomes an inflamed situation, of course, depending on where it is. The one the women are most concerned about is when it's in the breast. When the lymphatic nodes, the lymph nodes, get swollen because it's trying to hold on to the poison to protect you, the doctor says, oh, we need to do surgery. We need to get rid of them because they're causing you problems and they're getting hard. And it's like, no, that's the complete opposite of what needs to be done. It's doing its job. It's protecting you. And you're going to rip them out? and you're going to rip them out, and then who's going to protect you now? Oh, we just got rid of a major system in your body that could protect you. And it's like, oh no. So this is not a good thing. You want to hold on to them. And people always ask, well, how do you hold on to your lymphatic, your lymph nodes when they've been congested and they're hurting and they're swollen and all that? And we could get into that, but they're there to protect you. And so when they get swollen in your breasts, especially, I know how, I mean, I've done many, many exams in my clinic years ago, and I know how sensitive they are. I know how tender it gets. But they can be moved. They can be massaged. They can be worked on because you want it to. And believe it or not, once the poisons start to move in the right direction, they actually get smaller. The lymph nodes get smaller, and they start getting back to the size where they're supposed to, and they start doing their job again. It's just a matter of moving them. So I would, and I know I'm not giving medical advice, but I personally would never have my lymph nodes taken out because I know the power of this system and how it's supposed to protect us. You don't want them ripped out if you could help it at all costs. But again, that's everybody's choice and they could do what they want. We're just trying to explain what it does and some options so that they don't feel like that's the first thing that needs to be done.
Well, there are so many directions I could go with the information.
I know, seriously, I know.
You know, maybe we have a couple of minutes before I need to take a break. So
okay.
In just a couple of 2 or 3 minutes, because you've talked about the lymph, and there's a lot more we could talk about in regards to lymph and lymph drainage and what to do to support the lymph, but maybe you can just say a little bit about skin brushing, because that's a very simple technique that can help this detoxify the skin and also the lymph.
Right. Yes, skin brushing has been around, believe it or not, for centuries. It started back with the Greeks when they used to do wrestling with the guys, and somehow the Greeks were very smart, and they figured out that if they brushed their skin, they would have more stamina when they were wrestling. And I'm like, really? That's crazy. How does that figure? Well, if you think about it and you put it together, then you realize that because the skin is the largest organ, the more it breathes, the more oxygen you get into your system, and the more stamina, more endurance, more health you have. So number one, before you ever do any dry skin brushing, make sure you stop using lotions. All lotions will plug up your skin. You can use some natural things like olive oil or coconut oil, but even they will plug up your skin to a point. Everything that happens inside your body is a reflection on what is happening, and it shows up on your skin. So you have to be very aware when you look at your skin. It's like, oh, if I have a rash, if I have brown spots, if I have dry skin, there's something going on inside my body that has to be fixed. Once that's fixed, your skin clears up. So in the meantime, I would encourage women to stop using their lotion. Use coconut oil or olive oil instead, and then using the dry skin brush to get the circulation going, get the skin cleared up, and really get the flow going with the oxygen coming in and all that. So a lot of women will ask, well, how do I skin brush and what's the best way? You know, I don't really go for it. There's too many rules in the world already, and I'm not a rule person. I just say, look, start on the bottom of your feet, do some quick little brushes upward towards your heart or anything where it's from your legs to your neck. You don't want to use a dry skin brush that is a hard bristle on your face. There's a facial skin brush that you could use for that. But basically your arms, your breast, your back, your under your arms, all, brush before your shower. And when you do that, then you're opening up the skin pores, you're getting the dry, flaky skin, because on the epidermal layer, which is your outer layer of your skin, those dry, flaky, little flaky cells are like layer upon layer. And by brushing, you're going to see a little dust, and you're going to say, oh my goodness, am I that dusty? And it's like, yeah, you are. You're very dusty. You've got lots of old, dead, flaky skin on your epidermis, your top layer. So as you brush, you're going to notice that. But if you do it for a week or two, that goes away. And then you're left with really baby smooth skin. I mean, you'll have beautiful skin. People are going to say, whoa, you have a glow about you, girl. What's happening? And that's because of the dry skin brushing. So I encourage women right before your shower, 5-10 minutes, and brush all over your body and get that going, because it also stimulates your lymphatic system because it's dry. A lot of women ask me, well, can I do it when it's wet and in the shower? Yes, you can. However, it's much more effective when you're doing it dry, because it's stimulating those little lymph nodes I was just talking about. And so each time you take a little brush and keep going up your arms and up your legs, it is stimulating the lymphatic system. And if there's any of those little lymph nodes that are plugged up, it's going to start releasing the excess fluid or anything that could be plugged up and move the fluid right along, which is exactly what you want. So dry skin brushing, it's cheap, it's easy. You could pick up a dry skin brush at any health food store for $10, and you're ready to go, or you could order it online. But you want the natural bristles on there with the, it could be short bristles or longer bristles, but you just want to make sure it's natural. Don't use anything plastic because it's too abrasive for your skin. But a wonderful, wonderful beauty tool. We should call it a beauty tool, because that's really what it is. You're going to look gorgeous after you start using that.
Well, I'm glad we had this conversation, because I've got my brush hanging over my bathroom door, but it hasn't really been used for a while. So after our conversation, you've inspired me. You know, okay, I'll add one more thing into my little protocol in the morning.
There you go.
So let's take a little break. We're going to be coming right back. We've had a great conversation. It will continue with Dr. Judy Seeger, who is the detox queen. So come back, learn more, especially some simple steps that you can incorporate into your life. This is Dr. Cheryl Selman, and you are listening to What Women Must Know. Hi, everyone. Welcome back. This is Dr. Cheryl Selman. I'm glad you're joining me today, because we are talking to the detox specialist, Dr. Judy Seeger. She is dedicating her life right now to getting people to understand how to detox, simple strategies, why we need to do that as a survival strategy. And she also is working with a lot of people who are dealing with chronic illnesses such as cancer to support them in their healing process by incorporating a lot of her detoxing strategies. So, Dr. Judy, welcome back.
Thank you so much, Dr. Selman. I really enjoyed the first half, and I think we'll be able to get into some nitty-gritty in the second half and have some fun with it.
Absolutely, because you've got a lot of practical tools, and that's what I'm really interested in. There's just one thing I want you to just mention a little bit, because it's an area that fascinates me. I've been doing a lot of nutrigenomic testing, so I'm actually going in and looking at people's genes that impact their oxidative stress levels, inflammatory instructions, and also detoxification pathways. And I find that just about everybody that I've tested they all have impaired phase one or phase two pathways. And it's a really big story, because unless we can improve these two phases of liver detoxification, it's really hard to deal with our toxic world. So do you just want to say a little bit about phase one, phase two, and why that's important, and what they do, and then we can go into some of those great strategies that you have?
Okay, so you're talking about phase one for detoxification?
Phase one, phase two of the liver detox, yeah.
Right, right. Okay, so it's not like a real simple here it is and just go do it. There's really a few things involved, and actually, believe it or not, the first place I always tell people to start before we talk about anything is to make sure you're detoxing the emotions. What I've learned is that if you are angry, there's bitterness, there's unforgiveness in your life, that really hinders the liver and the gallbladder from doing its job of what they're supposed to be doing, is keeping your body detoxed. So you got to deal with emotions, people, on a certain level. And it's not something a lot of people talk about, and that's something that people want to talk about. I know when I went through it in my clinic days, it was the hardest thing I've ever done in my life, but it made the hugest difference. It was tremendous. And then I learned and talked about it with other people. So first things first is deal with emotions. Make sure that you really have peace about you, that you really feel good about yourself, that you have let go of the issues that have really, you know, all of us have a story. All of us have things that have happened in our life. And all of us have to deal with that on some level. But if you don't deal with it at all, I guarantee you it's going to really affect your whole health on many, many different levels. So I have learned that you could do it on your own, but it's a whole lot easier getting some help and getting somebody to walk you through the steps, either get a cancer coach or somebody who knows how to help if you are going through this process that you feel comfortable with, but deal with it on some level. So that's really, really number one I've learned. And then the second part is that as you're going through the detoxification of your liver, you have to combine it with the colon. And you can't just detox just the liver. You've got to combine it with the least other organ, which is the colon, and put together a whole package of saying, okay, I got to deal with the foods, I got to deal with the herbs, I got to deal with the therapies, and I have to rebuild the system. And that's how you look at it, not like, oh, I got to clean out. And I mean, nobody likes to clean out the house or the car. I mean, it's just so depressing just thinking about it. And we kind of think about it the same with our body. It's like, oh, I got to clean out all this stuff, and I know it's dirty, and I don't feel good. I know I'm going to be sick. But it doesn't have to be. When you know what you have to give your body and you add to it, then the whole detoxification process is much easier. So what I mean by that is you add things before you decide you're even going to do the whole liver colon cleansing process. So you get yourself ready mentally and you say, you know what, I'm going to set a time and I'm going to have a happy time and I'm going to give my body the tools that it needs to let go. And that whole attitude immediately shifts you. Oh, even just saying that, it's like, yeah, you know, I'm going to do something to add to my body, to give it the strength. So you need to let it go. Because the very first phase is you're going to release. And my three-step system is to release, to rebuild, and repeat. So you're going to release. Well, how do you release? By getting yourself ready, by knowing that it's going to let go. So you're going to release any of the emotional issues that are there. You're going to release the toxins. You don't really need to use all those creams and lotions and shampoos and cleansers in your house. So you're going to release them, and you're going to do the things that are more clean for your environment on many, many levels. And when you surround your environment by the things that are healthy for you, that are building your immune system up, then your body says, hey, especially your liver says, hey, you know what? I got what it takes. I could now release and let go of the poisons that I have been protecting the rest of the body. And that's how it works. You bring in through your juicing, through good environment, through getting rid of the emotions, and then the liver says, okay, I'm going to let it go. And the pathway it's going to let it go is through your colon. So you're going to release it, and it's going to go through the colon. And then your body says, hey, now I could rebuild. And the next thing is your body gets stronger because now the nutrients are getting absorbed. Now the nutrients are going to the different organs where they need to go through the bloodstream. Now your food is digesting better. Everything is rebuilding and repairing itself so that it could be strong to get rid of the cancer or get rid of other disease or anything that you're challenged with at the moment will absolutely be able to be reversed because of what the process you're doing. So you're letting go, you're rebuilding, and then you repeat that process day in, day out, because that's how your body works. It's always working, right? 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, your heart is pumping, your brain is working, your organs are moving, your liver, your lymphs, everything is constantly moving, constantly going. It's the same thing. You wake up, you do the things you need to do to take care of your liver, by giving it what it needs so it can let it go. And you just do it every day until it becomes a habit. And then you say, hey, you know what? Doing this little dry skin brushing and doing a little juicing and doing a little this and that, it's not really that hard. And it only takes, 10 minutes here, 10 minutes there. It's not that bad. So that's really the three areas you need to focus on. And once you get that into be a habit, then the next thing you know, it's like, oh, I got the energy. And your body's immune system will be able to fight those cancer cells and fight any pathogen that comes in, especially with winter coming. Everybody's so worried about all the flus and all the different viruses that come in, but you don't have to worry about it. When you know what you have to do to detox every single day, then you're like, oh, okay, I'm doing what I need. And next thing you know, you don't get sick. You don't have those symptoms. You don't have all the things that everybody else does because you have the tools to rebuild your body so it doesn't have to worry about that. So we can get into as much as you want and however much time you have, Doc, but, you know, that's kind of giving them an overview of what it takes and what's involved.
Okay, so let's give people some simple strategies, because I know you have a wonderful ebook that I highly recommend people invest in, and it's all about healing gallstones and how to heal the gallbladder and how to do flushes for the gallbladder and the liver. And in fact, one of your websites is detoxyourgallbladder.com, which I really recommend people have a look at, because there's some really practical strategies. You really go into that in a great way, but it's easy to do for people because we want to make these strategies easy. So what are your favorite strategies that you can recommend to people who want to get going and incorporate them on a daily basis in their life?
Right. Yeah. So the book Shatter Your Gallstones, I really had in mind when I first started out, was to show people how to get rid of their gallstones, because I wanted to grab people's attention, and I know gallstones, you know, when you're in pain, you want to get rid of pain. But it really is a compilation of all my years of being in the clinic and watching people suffer with their liver and their kidneys and being toxic and all that. And I broke it up into different liver cleanses. But here's the deal. It's what you do before that. Just like I said, you have to add things throughout the day and add things a few days before you do the actual cleanse. And then when you do the cleanse, it's like you don't get such severe symptoms. You actually go sail through it pretty well. And I have many, many different cleanses in there and liver flushes that people could take a look at. But something that people could do every single day is very, very simple. First things first is you wake up in the morning and you have 2 glasses of warm water with some fresh lemon squeezed in. What's the big deal with lemon? Lemon is alkaline, but it has a effect on your liver that helps to break down the fats, break down any stress that the liver has, and just cleanses your system. So first things first, your feet hit that floor, and you get up, you take a nice big breath, and you do some breathing exercises, and you get that oxygen flowing, and then you go get your warm water, and you put fresh lemon in. You cannot use concentrated lemon. It doesn't have the same effect. And you squeeze a whole lemon in 2 cups. So actually, you cut a lemon in half, and one half goes in 1 8-ounce glass, one half goes in the second eight, and you drink both of them. I mean, drink as fast as you can, right? Why? Because in the morning, after you've been sleeping for 7 8 hours, your body is basically like a little cesspool. You've got all the toxins just sitting there because you haven't moved, you haven't really done much, right? So when you wake up, that's when your body really is the most toxic, which is why you smell, your breath is really yucky and your everything. You just smell, have that sleepy smell. So by drinking the water, it's the first place that your body could use to help starting that detox process. And then after that, if you could do some light stretches and move the lymphatic system, that would be great. If some people have time, they could do other things. But that's the easiest, a 5 to 10 minute stretch along with drinking. And then the rest of the day, to keep your body on the right road to detox, is you're drinking your good purified water, and you add a fresh lemon to a quart of water or a liter, and then you drink that all during the day. What does that do? Well, that helps you, your liver, to help digest food better, especially fats. It also helps to get your body so that it keeps on the cleansing process all throughout the day. And it just gives your body a little boost. You know, there's so many herbs I could recommend and so many supplements, but this is the easiest by far and gives you the best results out of anything out there. And so I tell people, so just drink a quart then throughout the day, and then that's it. And that will help you throughout the day. Then another therapy that's really, really fantastic, other than dry skin brushing, is hydrotherapy. Hydrotherapy is really not a type of detox, but it's an immune builder, and that's why I just really speak highly of it, and a lot of people don't know about it. Hydrotherapy is using hot and cold contrast shower. And what it is that you go in the shower and you put the hot water on, and you put it so that wherever you have, if you have cancer or if you have an illness, you have pain, you have inflammation, you have a headache, doesn't matter what it is, you just run the hot water on the area. So let's say you have breast cancer right now, and you want to stimulate the immune system. So you run the hot water on that breast, on the whole area. And then you run it as hot as you can, just don't burn yourself. And then you turn that off and you put it on, put the cold water on. And, of course, you scream a little bit and say, ooh la la, okay. And then you got the cold water going for 1 minute. So it's 3 minutes of hot on the area and 1 minute of cold. Well, what is, and you repeat that process 3, 4, 5 times, as much time as you have. Well, what does that whole process do? Well, when you have the hot water on, that's bringing the blood cells, your blood gets to up to the surface of your skin. So if you're light colored, if you're white, you'll see your skin turning red. If you're dark skin, actually it'll turn darker as well. So that's bringing the blood to the surface of your skin. If you're, then when you turn the cold on, then the cold drives the blood cells down, deep down, all the way into your bone cells, into your marrow. And so that little piston action, hot, cold, hot, cold, hot, cold, makes your whole body starts to move. And what does that do? Stimulates the immune system. Gets the whole, and then the more you stimulate the immune system, the body says, hey, I could let go of the toxins because the immune system is there to fight it and it's going to protect me. So it's a very, very effective therapy, super, super easy to do. You do it each and every time you have a shower. And if you don't have any serious illness and you're looking for prevention, this is fantastic. Do it once or twice a week and you put on the hot and cold. Do it a minimum of 3 times, hot and cold. Or you could do like the Europeans do. I know I had a client in Sweden and her husband had used to be in this club, and a lot of Europeans will do this. They go out in the middle of the lake and they make a hole in the lake and then they jump into that cold and they come out, they go into their sauna and they sweat up a storm, they go back into that cold. I'm like, that's crazy. And I see mostly the guys doing it. I don't see too many women doing it. I think we're like, we can't do that. But it actually is one of the best systems out there to stimulate the immune system. So we have the dry skin brushing, we have the hydrotherapy, we have the lemon juice. Another one that is a very powerful one that you really need to do every single day to detox is using the skin, which is to sweat. Sweating is the number one way to get rid of toxins. And remember I just said that your skin is the biggest organ and it's the fastest way to get rid of toxins, right? Same thing. It's the sweat is going to pull out the stuff and get rid of it and come out through your skin. And every day should be a sweat day, even if it's for just 10, 15 minutes. Well, if you don't exercise, well, now we have another little challenge. Okay, you're not exercising much. Then you go in what I call the detox bath. Very, very simple to do. You fill the tub up with hot, hot, hot water, and you put in, you could put in a couple of things. You could put in clay. Clay is very good to pull out toxins, powder clay. Or you could use some Epsom salt, sea salt, baking soda, things like that. I have all these different combos in my ebook. But you fill the tub up and you put those different things in there, and then you sit in there and you just soak for a good 20, 30 minutes. And you just let that heat just get up going and get your body going, and then you sip on some hot herbal tea like some chamomile or some peppermint, and you really work up a sweat. And if you get a little bit too hot, you just run some cold water on your head or on the back of your head, and that brings your core body temperature down, and then you're fine. But that sweating process is tremendous. I mean, there are clinics I know in Mexico and Germany and, you know, all over the world that do. They call it hypothermia. It's where they raise the core body temperature, because when you raise the core body temperature, not just you're sweating, but you're also basically burning out things that don't belong in there. It's a type of detox. You're burning out the pathogens, the viruses, the bacteria, things that don't belong in your body. Just the raising of your body heat will do that, will get rid of it. And here you could do it at home for next to, you know, few dollars, next to nothing, right? It's very, very simple to do. So if you have cancer right now, you want to do that every day. I mean, a minimum of 30 minutes every single day. If you don't have cancer, I always advise people do at least once or twice a week to just get in there and give your body the chance to get rid of those toxins. And that's a very simple relaxing thing to do. I know some women tell me, I can't sit there for 30 minutes. That's just too long. Well, then you need to learn how to relax, because you've got to relax. So put a little lavender in there, and that lavender just smells good, and the little aromatherapy gets going, and you start feeling good because you're relaxed, you're smelling good, but at the same time, the toxins are coming out. So when you get out of the bath, rinse off with some cool water and go right to bed. A lot of times people want to keep, oh, I feel good, I'm going to clean the house, I'm going to really do that, I have been wanting to clean out that closet. No, that's the worst thing you could do. You want to really relax. This is a time, detoxing is a time to take care of yourself, okay, to take care of your body. And in order to do that, the whole detoxification process takes a lot of energy. You don't think it does, but it does. It takes a tremendous amount of work for your body to take out toxins and get rid of it, take out toxins. It's kind of like shoveling a hole. You know, you're shoveling it out and putting it. Same thing. Your body is really shoveling those toxins out, and it's tired. And you don't think it is, but it is. So after you do all these little detox processes, rest a little bit. Even if it's 15 minutes, 30 minutes, put your feet up. Or if you can, go to bed right away and just relax. Let your body now just say, hey, I just got rid of a whole bunch of toxins. And let that whole process now do full cycle, so that as the toxins go out, the immune system says, hey, now I could get in there and do my job, and I'm going to rebuild the body and repair it and get it going. And that's how it works. If you work right after you go through these therapies, then you're really defeating your purpose. You're really not going to get the same effect. You're not going to get the same results. You're not going to feel the same. And that's all it takes, is you do the therapy, you relax, and you let your body do the repair. And it's that simple. So those are three or four that I mentioned, Cheryl. The rest are in my ebook, and I have it all in my pre-cleanse. I have castor oil packs in there and the benefits of that, and just lots of other different pre-cleanse tips that people could pick up on so that they could see what they have to do on a regular basis. And again, it's not hard. As you can see, it's not hard. It's just putting in your routine so that it becomes a habit. That's all.
Well, those are fantastic strategies because they're really simple. I personally take warm lemon juice every morning. I've been doing it for years, but I'm going to do 2 8-ounce glasses. I just do one. So you've inspired me. You've inspired me to get back to skin brushing, and that is so powerful in moving the lymph and helping with detoxification. And the hot and cold, a lot of people cringe at the thought of running that cold bit, but it's actually, if you're doing it for a reason, for mm-hmm. therapeutically mm-hmm. to help detox and to strengthen your immune system, then you'll do it. And actually, the times that I did get into doing that, there were periods of my life I was doing it, you actually feel very alive. It's energizing. Yeah. It's really rejuvenating. So, I just encourage people to give all these strategies a try because they are very profound. And even just taking that bath and, like you said, putting in some Epsom salts, or what else would you recommend putting into that bath? What else would you say there?
Well, the Epsom salt, the sea salt, and the baking soda is the combo I recommend, 2 cups of each. The Epsom salt, of course, is magnesium sulfate, very relaxing. The purpose of the salt and the baking soda is because that combination helps to pull out toxins. It actually draws it out very, very gently. And it, salt alone is a great detoxifier, and there's all kinds of stories of people taking salt baths and how it pulls out different toxins in the body. Very, very effective. But you're not using that much. It's very safe. So 2 cups of Epsom, 2 cups of sea salt, 2 cups of baking soda. Soak in there 30 minutes. Have your cup of herbal tea, and you'll work up a nice, good, hearty sweat. That's for sure.
So Judy, what's the best place to direct people to get your ebook on detoxification?
Well, the detoxification ebook would be the detoxyourgallbladder.com. I know that's a little misleading, but remember, the liver is the biggest organ to help to, other than the skin, to get rid of the toxins. So detoxyourgallbladder.com, and you go there, and there you see my ebook that includes all these different therapies I recommended. And just do a little bit each day, and you will feel great. And if you just do a little bit, kind of get in the habit, experiment with this and that. Best thing to do is on the weekends and kind of get used to it and what it takes. Doesn't take much, really, just a few dollars, and the whole detoxification process is really boosted up when you apply these therapies.
Well, this is fantastic. I just so appreciate all the great work you're doing and making it really simple and putting those practical strategies together. So, thank you. Take care. Keep up the good work, Judy. It's making such a difference in people's lives. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Joan. I appreciate your work as well. We're out there being the pioneers for the women, and all they have to do is listen and then act on it, and they will definitely see the results.
You bet. Well, you take care. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
And to all of my listeners, you have a great day, too. Try one of those little detox strategies. It will make a big difference in your life. And remember, always honor the wisdom of your feminine self. This is Dr. Cheryl Selman. You're listening to What Women Must Know. Bye for now.